From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Opinions of the U.S. are more negative all around the world. That's a finding of the Pew Research Center's annual global survey. This year, Pew did polling in 15 countries. The war in Iraq is widely unpopular. Even the broader effort, described as the war on terror, is supported by majorities of only two countries surveyed other than the U.S., India and Russia. Andrew Cohut is director of the Pew Center. And Andy, how would you describe the impact, first, of the war in Iraq on opinions of the U.S.?
It's draining the U.S. image, as many people in many countries think it's a threat to world peace and regional stability, as say that about the new government in Iran. But Iraq represents a real negative image for the United States. The percentage, almost universal awareness of stories about the abuses at Abu Ghraib and Guantanamo. This is not helping the image of the United States by any means.
When you ask people, though, in 15 different countries about, say, the danger posed by Iran acquiring nuclear weapons, you get a pretty great concern nearly everywhere.
Great concern everywhere, a real consensus in the West that this is a problem. And one of the ironies of this survey is that the American public and the publics of our allies have common concerns about Iran, common concerns about the Hamas victory in Palestine. But Iraq continues to be the issue that divides the United States from its allies and from people in many parts of the world.
You found that about 29% of Americans in this survey said that they approve of things, the way things are going in their country. And actually, on a global scale, things are much worse for the leadership in Nigeria, I gather.
Where the percentages are ever lower. And the only country where we find an extraordinary level of happiness with the way things are going is China.
And world opinion of U.S. leadership of President Bush?
It's pretty bad. His ratings around the world keep going down. I mean, I think only 5% or 7% of the Spanish people that we interviewed said they have confidence in President Bush's ability to deal with foreign policy. And in Britain, Germany, and Spain, it's only a little bit higher.
Give us some historical perspective here of the disapproval of the United States, or the differing around the world with the United States. Has it been this low in the past? Is it something that can easily be recovered from? Was it going in a different direction recently? How would you describe it?
Here's the record of what we've been finding. In 2002, we found the U.S. image slipping all around the world, but still a reserve of goodwill toward the United States. In 2003, after Iraq, our headline was the image of the United States was plummeting. And the image of the United States remained low in 2004, but we began to see some progress in 2005. There was a better opinion of the United States in Indonesia and India following Tsunami Aid, and a better opinion in Russia and Morocco. This year, what we see is a slippage back in those countries where we made gains, especially in India and Indonesia. To me, that's a sign that the more enduring problem of anti-Americanism is something that we won't have a quick fix. We won't just do one good thing and we'll go back to where we were in the 1990s. We have a large task ahead if we're going to reverse opinions about the United States because they're predicated on concern about our policies, concern about our power.
The negative opinion of the U.S. Is clearly very, very high in Muslim countries, so much so that a historic friend of the U.S. in recent decades, Turkey, now is a place where the public holds us in rather low esteem. In Nigeria, you find, on balance, very high opinion of the U.S., but it's Nigerian Christians.
A big gap between the Nigerian Christians and the Nigerian Muslims, and it's comparable to what we see all around the world. With I would guess that the favorable views of the Muslim countries, the five or so Muslim countries in this poll, average about 15 to 20%. In Turkey, it's only 12%. That's a NATO ally. A few years ago, it was 55%. And as you say, in Nigeria, there's a 40 percentage point gap between the way the Christians and the Muslims see us. This relates to Iraq. It relates to our policies with respect to Israel. It relates to the war on terror.
Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome.
Andrew Cohut, who is director of the Pew Research Center, talking about this year's Pew Survey of Global Attitudes.